Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory.
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins. Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins.
A little bit of last lap magic. What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory. Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by Geico at Talladega. Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
This is State of Emergency.
Let's go get them, Josh.
All right, everyone. No, that's not it. Welcome back.
No, that's not it either.
Is this a bit? What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday. I think we need to leave all
of that
in. Yeah,
you can leave that in. I really thought that was a bit. When you said welcome back, I was like, oh, now she's joshing us.
I'm not. Completely forgot the intro.
501 episodes.
Can't remember how to do the
starting
intro.
Starting fresh.
Yes. What's up, everyone? Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday. Big episode. Lots of fun. Great follow-up episode from 500. Thank you all for the amazing messages. We'll shut up now about 500 episodes,
yeah.
But it was really, really cool, really sweet to see everybody be so supportive. It's really nice to see that.
Other people crying at all of our...
Yeah, it was really sweet.
Yes. Extra thank you to all those great people who sent video messages to us.
Yes.
That was so nice.
Very sweet. Now we're up to 501.
Yep.
And we have the lovely Megan Trainor and Ryan Trainor, who are loads of fun. Just a fun interview, fun banter. Not even really an interview, just a fun conversation with
them.
She
cracks me up.
She's the best. And so we'll get into that first. Not going to be a super long intro because the interview was great, you know?
Yeah. And we're prepping for a live show. So gotta save some of the magic for the stage.
Yeah, we're not trying to talk too much, but if you are going to our live show tonight, be prepared.
Woo!
Bring your signs. We love you guys. We can't wait to see everybody.
I'm
fucking nervous. I'm really fucking nervous.
Yeah, because it's a lot of people.
We have
not all strangers.
We have so many people that
so
we know
people.
Coming.
Yeah.
Friends,
yeah.
Family.
Yeah,
just, mom and dad. You don't have to come.
Just
if you're
so
listening.
I was thinking about just cutting everybody off the fucking list and saying stay home because I'm not going to be at my best.
Yeah.
What
I'm
if we
be too
did
nervy.
Like a parent's ban? We're like, none of our, because there it's like, they would be like, well, Rhea and Fran's parents are going. But
no
if I'm like,
allowed.
No parents allowed.
Well, I can't do it now. All my aunts are
my
coming.
My aunts are coming. My
aunts,
uncles.
Aunts are fine. No parents.
No.
Well, my aunts can't come without my parents.
Yeah, what?
Just kidding.
But my Aunt Debbie texted me and said, I
Aunt Debbie's ready to
this
have
is Aunt Debbie's
a night.
Fucking
Super
dream.
Bowl. This is amazing.
Aunt Debbie texted me yesterday, first of all, congratulating us on our 500 episodes. And she said, it brought me to tears watching how much you and Fran have grown and the tight bond you have together.
Thank
That's
you, Aunt
really
Debbie.
Sweet. And then I said, thank you so much. Love you. Can't wait to see you on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And she said, I am so excited. I feel like a kid that had her wish granted.
Oh.
And I said, I'll make all your dreams come true.
Oh my God, that's so
she
nice.
Loves Barstool. She loves
Chicks
in the Office. This is her dream come true,
coming
to the show. So as nervous as I am, it will be a lot of fun. But I just feel like I want to be funny. Like, I want to be funny tomorrow night or tonight when this comes out. And I don't know how to guarantee
them. You say that every time. We've done a lot of shows now. I don't think I would, like, I can confidently say we've been funny at every live show.
Thank you. I think you've been funny at every live show.
I
don't know about
been,
myself.
What? You have been very funny.
Thanks.
You
I was just fishing for I was,
the worm.
I was fishing for compliments there.
You wiggled on the ground.
My problem is I don't know what I'm wearing. I don't know what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
This is a problem that I'm having, and I think other girls can relate to this.
Yeah,
fucking Zara is my biggest nightmare,
yeah.
And my ass is my biggest nightmare and my biggest blessing. Because I can't find bottoms that fit me. Yeah. Pants, I cannot find pants that fit me. I can't find skirts that fit me, shorts that fit me. It is my biggest problem. I am in between sizes in every place I go. It will fit my waist, but it's too tight around my thigh, so I can't walk. It'll fit my waist and my ass, but it's way too long on my feet, so it's dragging.
Well, you have an itty bitty waist. You have to get the waist taken
and
in.
I got
it's
fat
so
thighs, and it, like not a no no like no, no, not a, no. I'm not putting my thighs down. Yes. Like I just have bigger thighs, and I'm sorry if the word fat offended anybody. I was more like I didn't mean it in a mean way.
You didn't.
But it's hard sometimes when I get a pair of pants that I'm really excited about and I size up and I put them on and it's discouraging because I can't get them up and I'm like, what the fuck? Or I'll get them up, like really squeeze, and then they're loose around my waist, really, really tight around my thigh. And I'm just like, I went to Zara yesterday and I was
Zara can be an absolute
and nightmare. I was in a bit of a rush, and this is the problem because now I'm looking, I'm like, what size am I? I can't figure it out. And I think that they talked about this on Plan B recently.
I'm like 14 different sizes.
Same. All and
depending
every,
on what store.
In every store, I am a different size.
At every store.
And they talked
I'm
about
not
this.
Consistent at any single store. It's different across the board.
Every store.
Even like jeans.
Every same.
Whatever the
I do
depends
not
on
have
the brand.
A, I don't have a set size jeans. I don't. I'm like, what the fuck? So I saw them talking about this on Plan B, and I saw Gia talking about it, where she was like, I am not the same size in any store that I go to, but for men's sizes, they're all usually around the same size.
Right, right.
I can't figure out my size for the fucking life to me. So I go to Zara yesterday,
so frustrating.
And I'm in a rush, and I'm like, all right, I don't have time to try any of this on, so I'm going to buy two sizes and just return the one that doesn't fit me. So I buy a medium and I buy a large. Medium's way too tight, large too big. Is there any size in between?
Well, I think Zara has certainly been known for those. Like, there are moments when I go into Zara and, like, depending on the pants, it depends on, like, if it's one of the pants that's like, oh, they go small, medium, large, or they go, you know,
two to
six, or they do, you know, 20 on the European scale.
Yeah.
Doing it by, like, you know, your waist. And it's just like there could be a time when there's like a small, but then it's an 8, but then it's a 40, and not like it's just it's so all over the place. And then like on tops are even annoying there too. Like there's sometimes I'll order a shirt and I'm like, oh, I need like a small, and then I'll get the small and it's just like impossible to put on. And then I'm like, now I have to get like a large. And I'm like, what's you just never know.
You really never know.
And it's always depends on what the actual
item
Zara,
is. I always go bigger. I always get a bigger size because they run so small. Their sizes are not realistic at all at Zara. Like they're just not. Like Zara needs to fix their sizing because none of it is realistic. And I just don't have an outfit. So we'll see what fucking happens. We'll see what I come up with. I don't know. I'm gonna wear red lipstick though.
But there's some things in the works.
I have a bunch of stuff that I bought that I could just maybe throw together.
Yeah.
I also am very, I'm not very, because I feel like I'm a pretty confident person. Mm. But I would say the one thing, if I get self-conscious about something, it's my arms in certain angles. I feel like everybody has that one thing about themselves that they are like a little more. And for me, it's my arms. I'm a little more self-conscious about them. And especially on stage.
Mine's my belly. So I get it.
Everybody has their thing that they're like a little.
Yeah.
And so on stage, I get a little more self-conscious with my arms. And like, you know, I just like to feel my best. And I know that I'll feel my best if my arms are covered. Mm-hmm. It's more like a winter thing for me. In the summer, I don't get as self-conscious about my arms. But in the winter, I really do. I'm like, you just, I don't know. Besides the point. And I'm like, I want something that's going to like fit my arms, like look good. And, you know, not puffy sleeves, but like nice fitting. Yeah. I don't want my arms to be showing from a wrong angle, whatever. I'm thinking too much about the arms.
Yeah.
And so I have every option that I got has no arms.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, what? One has one arm. So I'm I got one arm showing, one arm not showing. I just got to like let that, you know, thing about the arms go. Hey, you know what? Don't worry about your arms. And you're thinking about it more than everybody else is.
And you're thinking about it so much when it comes to picking an outfit for the shows, where it's like you want to feel confident, but you also want to be comfortable. Like you don't want to walk onto stage and be like, oh God, like I'm not paying attention to the crowd. I'm paying attention to like what people are looking at. Like,
exactly.
That's right. The worst feeling.
Like, I could walk in here in a tank top and not think about it. But if I'm on stage, I'm like trying to be funny. And yeah. I'm like, what does my arm look like from that angle?
I know.
So we'll see. I'm sure I'll come up with something. Hey,
it's a journey of acceptance for everyone when it comes to.
Like, I'm like, I've just been like, what am I going to wear?
No, I'm joking?
I'm joking.
Yeah. What's this? I was like, I thought that was a nice moment.
I thought he was trying to sympathize.
I thought he was like going to sympathize, and he was like, no, I don't care.
Yeah. Anyway.
No, but it's funny. It's okay.
You're going to find something otherwise. And you're going to look amazing.
Thank you.
I have the utmost faith in that happening.
As this might sound conceited, but I'm confident in that as well.
Yeah.
Like, I do.
Like, it'll all come together.
When I put it together, like, I'm always like, you put that shit together.
It's just about, like, stressful.
Yeah, it's just finding that thing. But it'll
be
good.
I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yes, I think everybody. Yes. I'm going to plan on wearing red lipstick, which I never do. So we'll see.
You thought about it for the last show. You took it off. It was the whole thing.
Well, because I did dramatic eyes at the last show, which is usually my thing.
Yep.
But I'm going to go more minimal on the makeup, more red lipstick pop.
Perfect.
It'll be fun. I'm excited. I'm going to get drunk. I'm going to get really drunk. I'm going to get
very drunk. I think I'm going to... I don't know. We're getting ready at my apartment, so I was like, I'm going to have Joe make us some cocktails or something.
Cock me up. Yeah. Not like that.
Yeah.
Sorry. Something. That sounded inappropriate. Yeah.
Cock
me up, Joe.
We're ready to be cocked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. No, it's funny. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm excited. Speaking of Joe, though, we did binge all of White Lotus season two. I watched the first season Monday, right? We watched 2 to 6. So we're up to date. We're going to discuss it for Friday for weekly watch report. But all I'll say is this season certainly has me more locked in going into the end than the last season.
I'm locked in right now. There's so many theories. I wanted to talk about it this episode, but we're going to wait and talk about it on Friday. Yeah.
So everybody catch up. If you haven't started, if you're behind, if you haven't watched episode 6 yet, make sure you watch so we can all talk about it on Friday before the finale.
We're going to go through all the theories. My mom called me this morning honestly, my mom surprises me sometimes. Like, sometimes I'm like, bless you.
Bless you.
Nice.
Sometimes I don't know how much she's paying attention to things. Not going to lie. She called me with some knowledge with the White Lotus, like theories that she doesn't read online. Like, she's not a go on Reddit and look at the White Lotus theories or TikTok or any of those things. She plays games on her phone. That's about it. But she hit me with some shit where I was like, damn, I didn't even put that together.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling and letting me know. So we'll talk about that.
Perfect. We can both assemble some the theories we like the most too. Because I haven't fully, just because I just finished watching 6, I haven't like fully dove into all the theories. So I still have to do some research.
Writing them all down for Friday.
Okay, perfect.
So we'll discuss. We have a great episode. Let's get into it. We're going to be talking about the update on the GMA anchors and their jobs. We're also going to be talking about the holiday update. People thought there'd be a second. Not so much.
A high and a low.
The sun, man. And Keke Palmer is pregnant. Beautiful news. And we have an amazing interview with Megan and Ryan Trainor, who are loads of fun. So let's get into it, starting off with the GMA anchors.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Good Morning America has benched their anchors for, canoodling.
Yeah, and I think it's like a lot of things. I think, the behind the scenes of what was going on in GMA, GMA 3, that it was getting scandy. And this is now like all being unearthed. And there's a lot of discussions about it. So right after we talked about this with Amanda, it came out that TJ Holmes and Amy Roback and her husband had already been separated and they are finalizing their divorce. But then there was like people were like, well, no, TJ and Amy have been together for so long. Like, I was getting some DMs from people who were in the know or associated with ABC mm-hmm. over there or something, being like, well, we've all known about this for forever. He's a dog. Like, this isn't the first time.
Man's and a then dog.
And then there's been reports that he also had an affair with a producer, and that went on for a while. And so now, and people were like, yeah, so no wonder his wife, the theories people were throwing around is like, after that happened, and then he started to get into like another one that his wife probably hired the PI.
Yeah, so this was confusing because I think people had
different... I think that's the most one, I think.
That yeah, different takes on it because they were like, all right, if they were both separated from their partners, ended right. up, you know, getting together, they are like, we're in love, whatever, then I think... Fine, keep them on air.
Right. If that's the case, then that's fine.
Right, and the ratings went up. Keep them on air. If everyone's cool with it, whatever. Yeah. I think there's some other things happening behind the scenes, or else they would not take them off air.
Executives are greedy. Like, they want the ratings, you know? And I bet you, like, Thursday, Friday, it was so high. They're fucking cracking jokes, TJ and Amy. They're like, what a week, huh? they're making jokes. And so I feel like... if that was really all there was, executives would be like, this is kind of like good for ratings. Let's keep them mm-hmm. on. People are interested in their relationship. Maybe we can market this as like, oh, they were separated. Now they're in love. Like, it's a love story. Like, it's those relationships were over. But for them to be taken off, it's like, okay, there's some other things going on. Or people who work on the show were like, could be really upset by it.
Yeah, they could be saying they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I think that there's some other things happening with TJ where people are like, you know, he was hooking up with multiple women in the offices, which then causes a whole other problem.
Yeah.
So I think I've
just been hearing that this has been a thing for years.
So maybe they're taking them off and they're like, we got to figure out what's going on with this man TJ behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And it sounds like all the blame's going on TJ right now. But it's
right,
more just
I
like
think
more...
it was like Amy got the story out, like Amy's story of was like, oh, her and her husband have separated for a while.
Right.
But
and it's like, I think it's just more stories are now coming out about TJ. We're not hearing more stories about Amy. We're hearing more stories about TJ.
Yeah.
And so I don't know.
Sounds it's like he had another full blown affair with a producer. So
it's one of those things where you're like, you know, personal issues. Does that really have to do with their jobs? Shouldn't you leave them on air?
Right.
Leave them on. People get over it in 2 weeks. People shit flies by. But if there's other stuff going on behind the scenes, which I assume is what's going on,
like
then
really like actually
affecting the workplace. Then probably something needs to be done. But I don't really know where I stand.
Because it's also different. Like, it's not like, it's one thing if they did separate things. Like, it's like they were both under the umbrella. They're on the same show. They're, you know, so it's like they don't have their own shows. They're on the same show. And
sometimes when these topics arise, I feel like people feel like I can't talk about them because of my situation. Yeah. But my situation is so different. But people will just lump any coworker situation into one. But this has nothing. They are single people hooking
doing
up.
Their own thing.
And I also dated somebody else in the office.
Right.
But there was nothing like this. And so
it would have been it would have even just been different if you guys were co-hosts. You're not co-hosts.
Yeah, and but I feel like whenever this comes up, like I already know. Had people saying like, who are you to talk? And it's this is a totally different situation.
Totally different
not
thing.
Even close.
And everybody, like, just because something has happened in your life doesn't mean you can't talk about when it happens to other people.
Right,
or
but I'm like,
similar.
I know, I'm so hesitant to like give my opinion on this because
I
don't want to hear
that. I do think, I wanted to say that there was, I saw TikTok.
But once again, this is so different.
Completely different.
Like,
they're not
nobody
even close.
Cheated on anybody. No. Like, I just happened to have dated somebody else.
No,
but that's besides the point.
Like I said, I think there's multiple affairs situation happening here. And I saw TikTok from an interview of when Reese Witherspoon went on GMA. And it was like Michael Strahan, Robin Roberts, and George Stephanopoulos. And they were like, joking about the next season and coming up with plot lines. And I think Reese had said something like, is it crazy here? Like, whatever. And Robin Roberts was like, was it Robin Roberts? It might have been somebody else. Oh, no, it might have actually been Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it was actually, I think it might have actually been Amy. I'm throwing names out there that I don't know, but it may have been, I forget who the third person was. The moral of the story was someone said, I bet we could come up with some plot lines for you. And George Stephanopoulos was like, he goes, I think we already have. So, could be saying something that of the length of time. Yeah, George.
Listen, if nobody
throwing subtle hints.
Nobody was paying attention to these two. They are now.
No, they definitely are. It became massive news. And yeah, I think people were like, well, because it was just crazy. I know it takes a long time and sometimes for things, a lot of meetings, decisions to be made. But it's like they kept them on air for those couple days and then waited for the next week to be like, all right, now they're off.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. All right. We got that boost and now we'll let them
exactly,
go.
Exactly. Exactly. I bet you nobody was watching on Monday.
Right. We'll see what happens.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
People got very, very excited because The Sun and then Daily Mail reported that all four leads of The Holiday were signed on for a sequel, and Nancy Myers stepped in and she said, I'm sorry.
Not true.
This is just not true.
I just want everybody to feel the disappointment that I felt today, which is why I wanted to talk about it. But I saw it all over social media Tuesday morning, Instagram, Twitter. Everyone was talking about it. It was like Cameron Diaz, the source. It was, you know, somebody told The Sun, which I guess that was the first mistake. But The Sun, it got reshared on the Daily Mail. And it was like, oh, Cameron Diaz is coming out of retirement for acting. She wants to do The Holiday and sequel and all. Jude Law, Jack Black, Kate Winslet, Cameron Diaz, they're all in on doing it. They're going to come back. It was like, there was timing. It was like, they're going to film in Europe. It's going to be next year.
There were all these details.
Like, all these details where I was like, yes! Like, granted, The Holiday is a perfect movie in my eyes. It's one of my favorite Christmas movies ever. And it's like, in that situation, it's like, it's a movie that doesn't really need to be touched. But I think everyone loved those characters so much that even if it just like stunk, people would still enjoy it. It's great actresses and actors. Like, they could come up with something. My first thought was, oh, I hope Nancy Myers is involved in this because she'll make it good. Mm-hmm. I know, I have faith in her to make it good.
Yeah.
And then she just stomped on that by his posting on Instagram saying, like, got sent this a lot today. Sorry, not true. I was like, ugh, just a stab in the heart.
Everybody was really upset by this. We even posted on Chicks in the Office.
I was like, this is going to go viral. Like, people are going to freak out. And it's the holiday season right now, so everyone's watching The Holiday. People are asked, oh, what's your favorite Christmas movie? People are saying, throwing out The Holiday. They probably got a lot of clicks from this.
We were spreading a lot of fake news.
I'm so sad about it. I really am. I hope maybe like this will open up the discussions that they would do it. I think Nancy Myers has like put the kibosh on that big time. Like, she's like, I'm not doing that.
And it was like Cameron Diaz is unretiring from acting.
Yeah, it was massive.
It was even more than just The Holidays coming back. It was like Cameron Diaz is making time to come back for The Holiday.
I've watched this TikTok 1,000 times. It's an old interview from Jack Black, and it was a girl like did a stitch to it. And it has like over 1 million views, but it's so funny because it's Jack Black talking about, he's like, you know, I did Tenacious D, like I did these movies. And he's like, and then I got offered a little rom-com, like a holiday movie. It's starring Kate Winslet. and he was like, the way he talks about it is so funny. He's like, I mean, they want me to be in this movie? Like, she's going from Leonardo DiCaprio to Jackety McBlackety? And I was cracking up. Jack Black cracks me up, and I think it would have been amazing to have that squad back together for a Christmas movie and to see what they're all doing. Of course, the sad thing is like Eli Wallach wouldn't be in it because he has passed away. But and he's like the heart and soul of that movie in my mind.
How old is he when they filmed that?
Oh my god, he was very old. Yeah. But this is the thing, Nancy. I trust you to do it, but I think Nancy, you know, she does this all the time with the stuff that she's written or made where, like, people want a sequel and she's just like, nope.
Nope, not happening.
But
not
happening. I almost like that. Like, I don't think it needs a sequel.
No, it doesn't.
Like,
it definitely
just
doesn't.
Just let it be a great movie.
It definitely
I think people
doesn't.
Just like
it's exciting.
The yeah.
But then once you
together.
Watch it, you're like, that wasn't as good. Like,
yeah. No, it most of the time it never is, but like, it's still exciting. I still think it would have been exciting and people would have seen it.
Like, I wouldn't want them to make another Love Actually. It would just be, like, so corny and, like,
well, see,
forced.
This is the thing with Love Actually. You could make another kind of Love Actually-style movie.
Yeah, but not with the same characters.
No.
Well, I mean, now,
don't
like,
you feel like movies? There's too many cast members to do that.
I mean, yeah, and some are not here anymore.
Yeah, like, I just don't think that that would work. But you could make a similar style to, like, all the different intertwining plot lines.
Don't you feel like movies have gotten a lot more cornier?
Yeah, I think that is, like, just the power of the streaming services, too, you know?
Things have just gotten corny.
Like, all the Netflix, a lot of the Netflix rom-com, I haven't watched any of them yet, but I know like a lot of the holiday ones are just like
there was
really corny.
They're just not the same.
There was a new Christmas movie that I was just going to put on for white noise while I was working on Hulu. I forget the name of it. I think it just came out recently. It was the worst thing I've ever seen. Like, I turned it off after 10 minutes. I was like, this is unbelievably bad.
Well, it's interesting because like Hulu and Netflix have started making...
Someone here could probably make something better.
No, they could. Like,
they've started to make their Christmas movies or holiday movies kind of like... Hallmark, you know,
but
where
Hallmark,
they're just dishing them out. Well, that Hallmark, they work on Hallmark because they're on Hallmark. Like, you know what you're getting.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, like, when I see something on Hulu, I'm like, this is so bad.
Yeah. But anyway, that was a high and low. And I still would love to see that happen. Yeah, it wouldn't be as good as the first, but... If that's the world we live in, everything gets remade, everything gets a sequel that you don't need a sequel to.
We had this debate.
Why couldn't it be the holiday?
Years ago, but you guys are both on the holiday train, right? If it compared to Love Actually.
I personally like the holiday.
I watched both of them for the first time.
Yeah.
I think I picked the holiday. I'm gonna watch them again this year, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Love Actually is a phenomenal movie. They're both fantastic.
Love Actually is more like iconic.
Just taste wise. I love the holiday. I love the vibe. I love the cozy cottage. I love it all. I love it all. The music. It's Hans Zimmer. It's a great score.
The music in Love Actually is unbelievable.
Well, no,
the
music
soundtrack.
In Love Actually is phenomenal, but this is like the holiday has a very distinct sound as well. Love Actually has
it's
songs.
A soundtrack, yeah.
Yeah. Like written, you know, like the holiday score, I should say.
Oh, I'm going to play some of those tomorrow at the live show.
The holiday score is so iconic. And Nancy Myers, I didn't realize she was posting, when I went to look at her Instagram, that I guess they did it in London. I'm like, can they do that in New York? Some orchestra did a performance of the score from the holiday. I was like, oh, that sounds like a dream.
Beautiful.
Do that in New
York. I'm going to watch them both this weekend.
They're so good. For the live show tomorrow, you know, we always play that playlist that everyone likes, like the Disney-type playlist.
We got to go Christmas.
Well, I was going to say, do we go full Christmas?
So, Devin and I meant to talk to you guys about this. We talked about this, and remember when I was like, Devin was in here, I was like, I got to FaceTime Devin, because we have to talk to you guys about something, and then our guest came, and so then, remember Tyler walked in, and then we never got to tell you what we were thinking.
Yeah.
We were at the Dozen show, and the playlist was more like, you know, a little more up to date, like Hot 100, like a little bit The Weeknd,
yeah,
Ariana Grande, like a little more, you know.
Yeah, I don't really care. People love the Disney stuff,
but I would.
The other one
seems
more generic.
I think incorporating a little more hype.
It sounds
but it just
repetitive.
Seems more generic.
It sounds repetitive to us because we're the ones that are there every time. But like the people aren't there, you know?
Right, but
people
like
always ask, like, what was the playlist like?
Older, like a little more hype. All right, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get Devin to come down here after this.
No, I'm just like what? Yeah, I think it needs to be narrowed down a little bit more.
All right,
just
we'll talk
radio?
After.
We could put on like Z100.
Well, no, we'll talk after. It was more just like because we were listening to the songs of the Dozen, and we were like, shit, this is like getting us hyped up. And then we were like, oh, we should tell
thing,
everyone.
Right? Like, you rap music gets you hyped up. Rap music
it wasn't,
does not get me hyped
it wasn't
up.
Specifically rap music, though. It was like stuff on the radio.
Yeah.
Like, it was a little different.
But I think that like the audiences are different, you know?
Yeah,
like,
no,
like,
they are.
Jonas Brothers Burning Up might get some people hyped up.
Right. All right.
It doesn't get me hyped up. Well, actually, it does. Burning Up is a good song.
Anyways, we'll talk about that after.
Yes. There's always room for variety.
Yeah.
It's just like, what we need to do is, instead of, because normally it's just like a playlist that is made already, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We could curate our own playlist and make it a mix of all those things. It would just take time, but we could do it.
But I think we should do Christmas tomorrow, right?
I'm down for Christmas. Sure.
You don't like Christmas
music? Christmas music doesn't get me hyped up to get on stage and fucking
have
be a rock star.
Have you ever heard Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus
coming
down? How does that like?
I mean, does get me hyped up, but I need a little other music mixed in.
Yeah.
That'll be a green room problem. Whatever.
But it's like that. We can listen to other stuff in the green room. Not
yes.
Yeah. 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 Thank you for it's just like thank you for tuning into this production meeting.
Meek Mill's like blasting. Before I you
never
come out.
Said Meek Mill. I that was not on the.
She threw out the weekend, so that was not
no,
close.
No, I know.
Close.
I know.
Okay. Like I said, production meeting. Okay.
Over.
Yeah. Okay, because we didn't really do topics on Monday, we wanted to make sure we gave a big congratulations to our girl Keke Palmer.
Congrats,
Keke. We love her. She's been on the show a bunch of times. She announced her pregnancy on SNL. Honestly, just bad bitch moment. Like, if you're famous and you get the opportunity to announce your pregnancy in, like, a really fucking cool way, it's just, it's so cool. Like, yep. Hosting SNL is such a power move. She had her Beyonce moment, just like Beyonce, like, whipped out the belly. She whipped out the belly yep. on stage at SNL.
Congrats, Keke.
I think
we're
it is,
very happy for you.
Yeah. It was surprising. Yes. I don't think anybody, well, that's not true. She made a lot of jokes that I guess maybe the people who really are looking closely, there was pregnancy rumors, and she was like, best way to handle it is just to come right out because you guys are sleuthing and here it is. So she does have a boyfriend. They're not like crazy public in the spotlight couple, but he is, you know, he commented on Instagram as well and posted about it. So just great news. I'm very happy for her. And like I said, phenomenal way to announce it.
Yes. Congratulations, Keke.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
All right, everyone. We are here with two very special guests. We are joined by the lovely Megan Trainor and the lovely Ryan Trainor. Thank you so much for joining us. We love to
in
have you
studio.
Both here in studio. Last time We're was on here. Zoom, and now you're here,
this
and
big,
you already talk shit about our studio. You made us switch sides.
Listen,
Megan Trainor. I don't know what happened to you, Megan. You're a diva now. Sucks.
I'm a diva. No, I had no idea. I just knew I watched your show, so I was like, why are you sitting on this side? This is great for me. And I was like, did my team call you? And you were like, well, yeah, your side issue. I really like this side.
Yeah,
because this one, the nose Hollywood. Lays differently, so you'll never see me over here.
I will back
but
you
it's
up.
It's a beautiful side.
She's
the,
okay.
The hair is parted a certain
yeah,
way.
Yeah,
I see all of that.
It's the way my nose lies.
Yeah, there is a difference. You're not
some
wrong.
People are psychos, and they're like, this one's better. And I'm like, you're literally symmetrical. But I have a true nose. Watch this. Like this, I call her Jessica, because she's hot.
Yeah.
And then this is Sandra.
Why is Jessica the hot name?
Because Jessica sounds so hot.
Like Jesse.
Like Jesse. Yeah.
Hot chick. It's me, Jessica.
It's me.
Yes,
yeah.
Oh my God, that's such a great movie.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that in so long.
We should pop that
but
on.
Yeah, you came in, you became a diva. Last
I'm
time we were on
so
Zoom,
sorry.
You were way more
well,
humble.
Well, we weren't going to make a
but
big
your
deal.
Your songs
my
are popping up on TikTok,
so. We
weren't
going
to make a big deal about it. We just thought, like, no one's going to. No,
I looked at
notice.
You too, though, and was like, why are you on that side? And you're like,
we're like, you wanted us on this side. I whispered, you were like, did you do this because of me? And I said, yes.
I'm so sorry. So I hate myself.
It's nice, though, because now
you
Ryan's going to have the beautiful wall behind him, like in all the shots. Your sweatshirt is like popping off
it's
with the colors.
Itchy.
Yeah. It looks.
I bought this just for you.
Yeah. And you have a fake ring on.
Fake ring, plastic.
Yeah.
I love that.
And
broken nail
did you
morning.
Play Pretty Pretty Princess growing up? The board game?
What?
Yeah, I'm Pretty Pretty Princess.
My manager.
No,
yes.
Pretty Pretty Princess.
Remind me.
Pretty Pretty Princess.
It was like a board game.
I had two brothers, bro. We were playing
Manhunt.
But
it was all fake jewelry and like you could collect
surviving.
Like the rings and the necklaces and the crowns.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's bringing back such a weird memory.
That ring reminded me of Pretty Pretty Princess.
That's
speaking
where I got
of Manhunt, doesn't it kind of suck kids these days can't play Manhunt?
We were
because
just
the ring,
that.
The ring camera, you can't play Manhunt.
What?
Or,
I thought
like,
you meant
because
like kidnap.
Yeah, or just like, you know, the world's a scary place.
Yeah, or like Ding Dong Ditch. You can't do that anymore because the ring camera.
Ah, oh, that's not true. That's a shitty thing room. To do.
Sorry, I'm an asshole.
Ding Dong Ditch.
That was really bad.
I've done it, but yeah. Yeah, Manhunt.
I guess it's different. We're from Nantucket. Yeah. And you like don't lock doors or cars. Yeah. Right? Like you can. That was the best part
of
our childhood.
Capture the flag. You could still play. We were big capture the flag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love that game as well.
We families. Did that. It'd be like a hat or something. Stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you just hide like a flag.
Yeah,
something
each team has a flag. And
I hated that game in gym class.
Oh.
It's aggressive.
Yeah, like gym class. I felt like I was going to get
gym class.
Yeah, I felt like I was going to get like trampled in gym class. That was always my biggest fear.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey guys, how are you doing?
Hey, so
how,
good.
Like you guys have been so busy, Megan.
We're
you've been
peaking.
So busy.
We're
album
thriving.
Is everything
we're doing very well?
Yeah.
Thank you for asking. We're back.
You're
in
viral
town.
All the time.
Yeah.
We're viral. We're TikTok stars.
Yeah.
He just posted one of my son and it got like 6 milli views, so babies work.
Use him.
Use him. Riley.
Use him for your
Riley's,
platform.
Yeah.
I approved it.
Also dancing to her song. I didn't understand what the potential was with dancing to Made You Look. So
I was
if
like,
you guys want to go
dance.
Viral
I was like,
on
this
TikTok.
Is stupid. I was like, just do the dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she quickly taught me. I can't dance.
I can't dance either, so.
I feel like I used to be able to dance with tequila, but maybe I still couldn't dance. I just thought I could.
Yeah. What about at weddings?
That's exactly it. You broke your toe dancing.
I danced at JoJo's wedding.
Yeah. We jumped. It was a big, like...
Jump dancing.
Yeah.
It
was a Jewish wedding. It was amazing. It was our first one, and I was
They
like,
had the circle.
The circle.
Oh, that's fun.
I got brought into that,
Why were you at the Target in Jersey City? That's the Target
That's
I go to.
That's a great question.
Don't you ask,
my managers forced me to go. What was that?
It's amazing. It's amazing.
No, it was an amazing opportunity. Yeah. Me and Chris also were in New York for a big album week, and they were like, hey, the closest Target that sells your album is in New Jersey.
I wish I knew that
like,
Target's right by me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It took us a good half hour. We did the drive, 45 minutes. It was a long day.
I mean, you had to show them love, and they were so pumped.
It was awesome, and we did a bunch of TikToks there, and I got to buy my own album.
The Targets in the city actually like kind of suck. So
apparently
they're very small. They don't have a lot of inventory.
They don't do the big
vinyls. They don't do the music stuff.
So I had to go all
the
way out to Jersey.
Yep.
But worth it.
All right. Definitely worth it.
So fun.
Definitely worth it.
Best day of your life.
Best
so
day.
I want to ask you guys about the TikTok side of this and the dance side of this, because I feel like everybody now in the music industry, they like joke or they're serious about people being like, you need a song that's going to pop off on TikTok. Did you know Made You Look, this is going to be the one?
No.
Yeah.
You never know. I knew everyone was excited about it.
Yeah.
And it was like... I had two first singles. One was a slow, sad one, bad for me, about a family member who is toxic and you had to get rid of them. And for some reason, the label was like, we love that. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't about my brother. Everyone thought it was. It was about another one.
Oh.
Not another brother, but another person. And then I had this other Made You Look. We were like, this is the big one. This is the upbeat one. We'll put this out with the album and make a big splash. But you'd never know if it's going to go viral. My first one I posted with it was just me being super hot working at Australian Idol. And I loved my outfit. It was a black cat suit. And I was like, I'm just going to be hot and try something. And I put it up and it was like, bam, 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 bam. It was going off.
Is that dance from your brain?
No. Brookie and Jesse,
okay.
These two UK girls.
Amazing.
There was a bunch of people doing dances that were cute. But when I saw these two girls do this dance, they looked so fucking cool.
Yeah.
They had hoodies on and sweatpants and glasses. And the
best
part was
okay,
their faces were just like not smiling.
Where it came from. Okay.
Oh, I got to show you the video. Yeah. The original was fierce and sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are the best kind of videos. I feel like people look so cool when they're dancing with really
so cool.
Baggy sweatpants and sweatshirts on. Like,
and they're still
dancing.
Hot.
Yeah.
I always thought that their body has the abrupt move where it's like when they
I can wear a hoodie and look
similar.
I did not look cool.
You did not look good
at all. You look fat, but you did it.
Worked out though.
They loved it. They loved watching him. They're like, wow, no musical talent went to you.
I saw you went on Hailey Bieber's.
I did, bitch.
The bathroom series.
Yep.
And you were freaking out.
I was dying.
And you were like, I'm going to be on Hailey Bieber's Instagram.
Literally.
Did you get to go to that, Ryan?
No.
No.
See,
close
look,
set.
I mean, who gets to, who invites you and who
No,
doesn't.
You are the real ones. You're the best ones.
Yeah.
He was like, am I invited today? I was like, you are. Yep,
exactly.
How was that? It's a set, right? It's not a real bathroom.
No, it was massive. It was like a music video. I was like, wow, all the money is here today. And it was gorgeous. And there was 1,000 people there working. And I was like, wow, I'm a part of a whole movie today. And she
like
was
a TV show.
It was a TV show. And she was delightful. And I was like, who pays for this? You know, it was that much budget. And she was just so sweet. But I couldn't how I'm looking at you, I was just like, you're so pretty, you know.
She is so, I would.
She's gorgeous.
I would just probably,
I'd
be like,
a Hailey
can
Bieber
you repeat
stand
the question? Forever.
Later, I did multiple times. If you watch that, I was like, I'm sorry, I got lost in your eyes.
Yeah.
She's so pretty, it's nuts.
Yeah.
And we ate peanut butter sandwiches.
Yep.
Delish.
And you were on our Instagram.
And I won Jenga.
Yeah.
Big Jenga.
Yeah.
And I won. And she was like, if you lose, then you have to post me. And I was like, so I win either way.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Great game. Yeah,
this is a great deal.
Great game. Yeah. Great game. So, you from Rock the Mic. Or not Rock the Mic. What is it?
Oh, I
dropped
doubt
the
it.
Mic.
She,
the mic.
She hosted that. And I also was a winner on that show.
You
I tied with
that.
Shania Twain.
Well, Roan here used to write
right?
for the
That's
show.
Yeah. Roan.
Yep.
Shout out Roan.
You guys love Roan, Caleb.
I went up to him. I was like, Joey. Big fan. He was like, dude, your sister can like spit.
Yeah.
I did have to adjust a few things. I was like, it's too many words for this one sentence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
like,
but it was
good. She really just stepped up and like.
Oh, yeah. I dominated Shania Twain.
I feel like you could rap.
Yes, I do rap in my songs.
I mean, it's a lot of, yes, it is.
Like, all about the bass. It's like, yeah, it's pretty clear. You know, it's like a fun.
Do you like rap music?
I did when it, before, you know, when it wasn't like, hoda, woulda, coulda, shoulda. I liked like.
Like 50 Cent?
Yeah, I liked when there was like a cadence and there was like.
There's a lot going on now.
There's a lot going on. And I'm like, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
You know?
I tried to show her
I love T-Pain. I love T-Pain. Yeah, I don't get that yeet skirt. I miss rhythm. I do.
Yes, that's fair. That is fair. That I like the when it's rhythm too.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, when
you
there's like a melody.
Like
in
I've
it
played
too.
Some songs for Fran where she's like, absolutely
nope,
not.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like
well, I'm just a pop princess. Like I just like that's just where I live, and it's
Nelly.
Not gonna
I
change.
Miss Nelly.
Oh.
I miss Nelly.
Nelly. Too.
That shit was good.
I
we had like really good rap.
Nelly was great on Dancing
by
with
Nelly
the Stars
over and over again.
Really?
Yeah, he was. He was very good on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, he was.
That was good.
A fun time. Mm-hmm. Very funny time. Yeah. But no, the whole album's great. How long were you working on it? Because it's like it's long. It's 16 songs. Is
That's
people
what my
don't
contract
dro-
says
people don't drop that many. People won't put out that many songs.
Yeah,
days.
My contract says at least 15 plus a deluxe. So that's what I had to do. And it took. We calculated that it took like around 9 months. So it's a full baby.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I was, just, I was at home too, so it was great because I could have baby breaks with my real baby.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a studio in your house?
My basement. It's pretty lit.
Is it sick?
It's tough to leave that
it's
house.
So, it's tough.
We I remember when you guys were on Zoom and we were like, yeah, this house looks fantastic.
You got to come visit when you're in LA.
We will,
let me know.
The pool's
Can we
ready.
Film in there?
Yes, we have a whole room for our podcasting.
We Amazing. Would love to do that.
It's so
you,
big
you
and echoey.
You seem like your house is kind of like a circus. Like there's
it is.
Just always going Amusement things going park. On.
Yes.
You always have friends there. You're filming TikToks all the time.
Yes, everyone's welcome.
Oh, speaking of, we had Ashley Tisdale on the show.
I know. I'm so proud of her. I love her.
And she said,
afterwards.
She was like, Megan said that I had to come on your podcast.
I did tell her.
Which
I said, bitch, you need to be on podcast. Talk about Frenchie. And I was like, Chicks in the Office is a huge one. Go do that. They'll have you.
Well, thank
I
you
did
for that.
That.
Because we
thank
have been
you.
Trying to get Ashley on our show for a while.
Yeah.
She
I literally texted
I think
her.
That's what pushed
I was
it over
so
the
proud.
Edge.
She denied us years ago. So when we are.
She didn't know. She was busy working.
Yeah.
She
so.
Was
so when we heard that she wanted
She's
to come
cool
on,
girl.
We were like, okay, we'd love to have her, but we didn't think she'd want to come on.
She's amazing.
So
how
Megan.
Were those mom trips? Like when you guys are, everyone was
we
talking about
on
that
one
that was like everyone freaked out about.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I'm like fangirling the whole time, but I'm trying to act really, really cool. And all of us are just like really tired, hardworking mamas. So when we got there, we just ate. Like we ate way too much food and we were just hunched over like, We swam in the pool a little. We drank some apple spritzers, which I hate. But I was trying to be a cool mom. And I was like, and like drank it.
Oh, the apple spritzers.
Yeah, I don't like how they taste.
I thought you said apple spritz.
Well, I might have said it wrong. Apple spritzels.
Yeah, you don't know what the fuck you're drinking.
I was like, okay, this is what everyone's drinking.
Yes, yes.
Like,
I really didn't like those for a long time. And I came around to them eventually. But they're very bitter.
They're bitter?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be like apple juice, but it's not.
What's your go-to drink?
Red wine.
Yeah.
And after one glass, I'm like, bye. Yeah. I'm gone. I'm such a lightweight now. It's
Same.
Great.
Love some red wine. Fran put me onto dirty martinis because I love olives.
Yeah.
I love dirty martinis in my day.
Yeah. Well, now we're a sober household.
Yes.
My husband's sober because recently he just can't handle it, man. He's just, he pisses me off. He's great. Wonderful. Love him. But we went out, and he like is convinced that he can't throw up. He's like, haven't thrown up since 02.
He had a record.
Wow, like that, but, decade long. Does that count? Like no stomach bug.
Nothing.
No.
He's like, no, my body can't exited. Throw up. And I've seen him like really hungover. Anything. I was like, go make yourself throw up. He's like, I can't. I won't throw up. And so we went out recently, and he had like shots and then a beer and then shots and then a beer. And he came home and threw up pizza in the Uber ride home, in our bedroom, twice in our bed. And I was like, and he was so drunk that I was like, here's your bucket. And he was like, bleh. And I was like, you're done.
He's like, fuck your bucket.
And he was so hungover the next day that he was in shambles. And he's like, I can't be a father and feel like this ever again.
Yeah.
And so we're in a sober household.
Yeah.
And we love it that way.
That is nice.
It's probably hard to wake up really hungover. Like this past weekend, I woke up extremely hungover on Saturday. And I can't imagine being like, I have to take care of a child right now.
Yeah.
Like I can't take care of myself.
Yeah.
I can't even eat a breakfast sandwich. I can't get into the shower.
Yeah.
So what am I going to do for my baby?
I don't get keep a baby alive.
Yeah. Single parents are heroes walking among us.
Yeah.
Because the amount of times that me and Daryl split it up of like, you get him now, you know, is just life-saving.
Yeah.
Life-saving. I can't poop. I have to be with the kid. Yeah. Like, I got to poop. You take care of him when I go, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Your kid cracks me up.
He's
with
a star.
The glasses and
he looks like a Pixar character.
Yeah, that's what he is. Like not really a cartoon character, but he looks
the red hair.
Because cartoon like doesn't do it justice. It's like he's like a little the next like Pixar movie could be
about
could be
him
character.
And he would be the star. Like Luca.
Yes.
Or Coco.
So thank you. I want four of them.
He started saying words and it's
now he says Rai.
It is the greatest feeling of all time. I'll come from the guest house and I see him at the sliding door and he's just like
Rai. When I FaceTime he goes, hi mama, and I'm like, oh my god.
Do you think you're gonna like get him into acting or anything like that, or just see what he wants to do?
Me and Daryl talk about it a lot. We want to put him in like we want to put him in like
child stars in his jeans
ballet and like cool shit like that that you want to think of, you know. In sports, obviously. We're going to homeschool him for sure.
You said ballet, and then you were like, in sports. By the way, we're putting him in sports.
I'm looking at it like, ballet.
You're like, okay, ballet. We didn't talk about
this. Daryl took ballet, and he loved it. Yeah. And he like raves about it. He was like, that was the coolest part of my childhood.
You're never letting your kids out of your house, huh?
No. I built them a whole preschool up in my attic. And it is so lit. It's better than all the preschools in LA, I'm telling you right now.
I'm going to be the future like PE teacher, trainer.
Oh, my God.
What if somebody... like
put like flyers to come to the trainer
other
preschool.
You know, mom that you know is like, hey, what if my kid comes over to your house and then they could do school together?
Oh, I have 5 kids in the class.
Really? Already?
Bish. The Trainer Academy.
It's a tough list.
The Trainer Academy.
It's a hit list. Hit list? It's a hot list.
Yeah, it's not a hit list. The kids,
it's a hit.
The kids,
it's a hit.
The kids are safe.
Jesus Christ.
What kind of sports are you thinking?
Whatever,
like, are you a sports fan?
I guess. No. Sports. You
played sports.
I played sports. I played football.
Baseball.
I played baseball.
You didn't
want to
play softball.
Like,
you played baseball.
You played baseball instead of softball.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And football.
Football.
You played
my
all the boys.
The cheerleaders. Yeah. I had 2 brothers. I was like, well, I want to be on their team. I don't want to be on their team.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. So there you go. So
whatever. We have a basketball court, a little b-ball.
Yes.
We're fortunate enough to have a basketball
you
court.
Took him to did you take him to Disney? Is that something that just happened?
Yeah,
you
well, I had a gig there. I did the Disney Christmas special.
Yes.
And I sang 2 songs at like 4 in the morning. So we got up at 2 in the morning.
Okay.
And then we were like, well, we're never coming back here for a long time, so might as well go to Disney.
Yeah.
Because it's a far drive for us.
Yeah.
And so we went to Disney all damn day, and I was like delirious. And we got some TikToks. I kept my glam on. Took some pics with some fans, and... my kid could not care less.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't give a flying
fuck. He's still too young, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Too young. Like, I put him on the elephant ride.
Yeah,
didn't
Dumbo.
He was like,
the whole time.
I always say,
you know that flying elephant. What's his name?
That goes around and around.
I'm not bringing my kid to Disney until they can remember.
That was my rule.
I'm not bringing my kid to Disney. Why?
But it was like,
look at their reaction. They're not going to remember
their reaction. Not until they're at least 5. And when they're 5, they'll forget.
Yeah.
My parents took us to Disney at like when we were 3, 4, and 5, whatever. Had no idea.
No idea.
When I was like 10, I was like, Mom, when are we going to go to Disney? She's like, what?
I know. Yeah. I
wait till they're 10.
My parents did the same thing. We went like a bunch of times when we were really young. And the only time I do remember was like kindergarten. I actually have some memories from going in kindergarten, but my memory is like running into one of my friends from school who I didn't know was going to be there and just like being excited to see her. So it's like has nothing to do with Disney at all. It's like, oh, well, remember that time I saw Maura there. Like, that was cool.
Yeah, I always say that my parents never took me to see Santa because I'm the last out of three kids.
Okay.
And they're like, yes, we did. I'm like, no, you didn't. And I have still yet to see pictures. So I think that it's one of those things where they're telling me they did because they know that I won't be able to remember from a certain point.
Like, the pictures are nice. You go, you can see that, you go look at the pictures of you with the... I have a Disney autograph book from 2000, which is cool because it was like the change.
2000, yeah.
And I got all the character signatures. And then I've told this story. I've told this story before. At the end of the book, I found it like a few years ago and was mortified because I guess I must not have used all the pages and maybe I was upset it didn't fill all the way up. So like the last couple of pages, my parents wrote me like really nice notes from the two of them. It was like, Francesca, like, we love you, number one. Like, so cute. And it's scribbled all over. Like, it's like completely crossed out.
You got
like,
pissed it's,
like,
at them one
I
day.
I must have got pissed that they like ruined my autograph.
Wow.
But you can faintly, spoiled, you Brett. Can like faintly see their messages underneath still. Daughters. And it's like, so nice.
Girls are so ruthless.
Just had spoiled. No idea, though. You just don't think about that stuff as a kid.
Yeah, no, you're just like, what the hell, Mom? Yeah, you ruined my book.
You mentioned basketball court. I just want to go back to this really quickly. Yeah. You mentioned basketball court. Did you have to decide between a basketball court and a tennis court, which one you wanted?
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
It was already
rich
there.
Rich people problems.
I genuinely was thinking about this the other day. I was like, do rich people have to think about which court they're going to go with?
No, you could also have both.
My mom is a huge pickleball fan.
Yeah,
pickleball.
So for Christmas, she always gives us she'll give us like one big gift that we can all play with, like as a family. And she's announced to us that this year, she's like, I'm making a pickleball court. And we're like, how are you going to do that up there? I guess they're supposed to be small.
They're small.
Idea.
You can do it.
We split the court in half. Half pickleball, half basketball.
You can definitely do it.
So see, my question was kind of valid.
It's kind of
valid. Yeah, there's
Yes.
Very valid.
There's like on the basketball courts outside downtown in the city, there's one. A bunch of them now have pickleball little areas.
Pickleball is hot in the streets right now.
It really
now.
Is. It
All
really
the dads is. From the mom group I'm in are like, pickleball Sunday, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They go do that.
That's nice.
It is. I see a lot of people playing pickleball these days. Somebody said, because my grandpa's 85, he plays tennis every day. Someone was like, why don't you introduce him to pickleball? I was like, he's 85 and he plays tennis every day. You think I'm introducing him to something new?
And
like, you think
rules,
he's just going to pick up pickleball now?
The rules are like, some of the rules are kind of
every
confusing.
Day. He's not picking up pickleball.
I gotta learn
and he's really
scratch.
Italian. Speaks like,
yeah, like
but I'm
real
he's not
good.
Not,
it's I'll like the good. Scoring's funky. I've like watched my parents play. I'm like, why do I like not understand pickleball?
Where were you born and raised?
New Jersey.
Both of you?
Long Island.
Oh. But do you tell people New York?
No, I say Long
she
Island.
She pointed and said New York.
Well, it's
I
Long
always
Island,
say Long
York.
Island, New York. Because New York, I feel
I
like, sounds
from,
like the city, but I just say Long Island.
I have a friend from Long Island, and she only... New York. I'm from New York. I'm like, what's wrong with Long Island?
No, I have no... people have problems
proud.
With Long Island. I have no...
You're
laughing.
Island.
There's no problem being proud from Long Island. No, she is. Because you know what? I got pissed the other
the
day.
The giggle was because of the picture.
Okay.
That's
well,
why. The giggle was it was not because of Long Island, because you know I'm also a proud New Jerseyan.
That's when I started.
I like
no,
it.
Now I
like
need
it.
To tell the background
yes.
story.
That was the background story. That was like an inside joke giggle that I now regret.
Okay.
But.
So my boyfriend and I are both from Long Island.
Love it.
But we live in Jersey City.
Love it.
I'm not like an art person, you know. We were trying to decorate the apartment. I'm not an art person.
Same.
So I was kind of struggling on what to put on the walls. Mm. I was looking online at like pictures and stuff, and I saw a picture of maps, different maps. And I was like, the color of the old rustic map kind of matches the color of like the couch, the table, whatever. And I was like, you know what? What if we got a map of Long Island? Because we're both from Long Island. But listen, people will laugh and they'll make fun of us, but it'll also be funny. Like people will come over and be like, oh, you guys have a map of Long Island? And it'll be kind of funny, but also it'll fill the space. So the map came, and they were judging me already about the Long Island part of it, and so I was already thinking I'm
well,
gonna have
it was
to find
like a, it was
new.
A joke with our coworker as well, because she was like, "Guys, I have to show you something. I got a map." And as a joke, our Kelly, who does bachelor stuff with us, Kelly goes,
what is it, Long Island? She was like,
and they're all from Jersey, yeah. though. So I'm like, you guys are real, whatever. So the map comes, and I realize it is, it also has Staten Island in it. And I'm like, okay, now I definitely can't hang it up. Like, Long Island's fine. Staten Island, we're now crossing a line.
Yeah, yeah.
But then another guy we work with was like, why are you guys talking so much about Long Island? Like, he only kept hearing the word Long Island. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm from there, whatever. And he was like, well, I live there. It's a horrible place. And I was like, it's really not that bad. And he was like, well, it's really lacking in some things. And I was like, isn't every place lacking
every
in some
place.
Things? Every place. And they were like, not really. And I was like, okay, not just Long Island is lacking in things. Every place is lacking in things.
Period.
So I will proudly say I'm from Long Island. Yeah. I had a nice upbringing.
That's where
I
mean, we're from, Nantucket.
The giggle
Nantucket
was from because
be
of the map.
Fucked up, you
yeah,
know?
Well, so can Long
but
Island,
but... people were like,
but,
what,
yeah.
vacation land? You had the best child. I was like, yeah. we saw
nobody was there in the winter.
Exactly.
Nobody was there. We saw the a lot of suicides. Yeah. It was a dark place
nobody
to be.
Nobody was there in the winter.
There's nothing to do. A lot of people drink at a young age.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we wanted to talk about that on your show.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, we came here today.
We'll unpack all of our childhoods.
Yeah, all of our trauma. But he
dark,
also, he noticed a lot of friends around his age right now, like late 20s, are calling him because he's sober now and being like, I need help. How'd
yeah,
you
yeah.
do it? And we know a lot of your listeners are that age group. So mm-hmm. ask for help.
Yeah.
Because Ryan mm-hmm. did, and now he's thriving.
Yeah. If you even have like the slightest hunch of like, I might have a problem, you probably have,
you have a
problem.
Yeah.
And that's all right because everyone
it's fine.
Does.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, quitting's tough, but it's definitely, it's possible. And I like this thing of like, people come up to me, they're like, you don't have a vice. You need a vice. I'm like, nah, you don't really need one.
Yeah.
At first, it was like nicotine, and that just made me feel fucking worse.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, yeah, that was
just
like,
up because you're letting something go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just coffee.
Try to pick
I
up.
Do you play video
exercise.
Games? I feel like that's a nice, like.
That's right? a nice vice.
Yeah.
Video
good
games.
Vice.
It's a good time.
Yeah. Video games and working out, he loves.
Yeah.
Those are two
more
good things.
Great ones.
Yeah.
They're definitely very good.
You're
ones.
Not like, I stopped drinking, but I picked up gambling.
You literally. Right.
Yeah, no, I only gambled because I was drunk.
Yeah.
See, there was a gambling problem, too. Yeah.
There's a lot of things
sometimes those come
of
hand
layers.
In hand.
Yep, 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 yep.
For sure. Well, on a happy note,
yeah.
it's we're going into the holidays. You rock the Christmas songs. You are always crushing.
Thank
you know, you have your Christmas album. It's been released, deluxe edition, the whole thing. Everybody can listen to it again going into the season. What is the holidays look like at the household? Like,
it's
is your house decorated
in
yeah.
the
house? Yeah.
Yeah, my mom
How big
and
is your
I
tree?
Do it.
Nine it's pretty
photo.
Fucking big.
I just got a new one this year.
Real or fake?
Yeah, rough fake.
Okay.
Come on.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Come
Thank
on.
You.
It's exhausting.
Thank you.
You even
nine
get
real
trees in
tree?
LA?
You can, yeah.
Probably. Down the street
there's
or something.
There's spots in the valley. Like.
Okay.
But they're little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
I got a
7-footer
and I looked at it and I was like, ah, this sucks.
Light a candle.
Put it in my bedroom. Yeah.
Light a candle.
Not
smells
big
like a tree.
Enough. Not big enough. I have a real tree and I love it.
Good for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
I had a fake one growing up my whole life, so I'm a fake tree person.
We had
we
real
had
ones,
real.
But we saw
but
like how messy
miserable.
It was.
Yeah.
He was miserable and it would just leak everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I'm in an apartment, so like I can't go crazy. I can't have like an
oh,
8-foot
like,
real
tree.
Tree. I have like a 6-foot kind of skinny.
6-foot still big,
that's
though. She keeps size.
You
six
put her
foot,
in the elevator?
6-foot, it's small.
Yeah.
The tree is size of me.
Yeah. But she's thin.
She's
not
skinny?
Fat. Yeah.
Good for you.
So it fits in the corner nicely.
But yeah, the day after Halloween, I put it up. I put it.
Okay.
Up.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's immediate.
I'm gonna. I.
Thanksgiving skipped over.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, yeah.
We eat Thanksgiving with the tree up and everything.
How early
like
does Christmas
that.
Music yeah. come on?
My husband's been popping it off really recently. He plays me, and then
once December hits, that's when you can start playing.
Yeah,
songs.
December's
yeah.
reasonable.
Megan Trainor's album, Very Turner Christmas.
Very Turner Christmas.
Exactly.
Also, I have a song with Pentatonix out right now.
Oh yeah,
cool.
A Kid on Christmas. What a tune that is!
It's a great
that's
tune.
A great one.
They always that screams Christmas.
Yeah, they crush at Christmas.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
on a Christmas tour right now, and they're like in arenas.
Yeah,
just killing it.
Exactly. And your a cappella.
I have an acapella version. Did they send
out.
It to you?
I have not heard it. No.
Oh my God, you're going to love it.
I'm excited to hear it.
Love it.
And
we
a
did
new
a music
video,
video
and everything.
Yeah. It was so cute. My little boy's in the video. He kisses me on the
Aww.
Mouth. So cute.
He doesn't really have a choice that he's going to be a star. He's just like,
no, yeah,
she
he's
throws
just,
him into every
That's what I'm saying. Like,
possible.
He's just
We had a talk when I was pregnant. Are we going to show this kid or hide him?
What was the magazine?
People magazine.
The cover.
Yeah.
Parents
and that. Sorry, there's so many.
I'm thinking of parents. Yes.
Sorry,
I've been on so many magazines.
I was thinking of the parents one where I was like, you
yes.
have got to be kidding
oh,
me
he
with
was,
this kid.
Yeah, star.
You probably saw him and you were like, how do we hide him?
Well, so here's the thing. I was like, we had a big talk of like, do we show him or do we hide him? My dad is older and he's so bad at like, he was bad. He's been better at like posting stuff. Like he posted I was back to blonde before anyone knew. And he posted a full outfit.
Right, so he's like posting your baby's face on Facebook.
I was like, Dad, that outfit still has pins in it. So I was like, this will be very hard to hide a whole person.
Yeah.
So if he's pretty, I'm going to post him immediately. And I told my friends, you know, if he's a cute baby, you'll see him online. The next day, I was like, here he is. How gorgeous is he? And the first thing I said when I saw him, maybe he's a C-section baby. Maybe that's why he's so gorgeous. You know, it came out perfectly shaped. But I was like, oh, he's perfect. We need more. That was like the first thing I said when I saw him. Because he was in the NICU at first, it was socked, but he's okay.
Yeah.
Now, what does Christmas look like for him? You guys go all out, like all
the
presents?
Yeah, we get like, now that he has like no say, you know, because he's so young, I force him in the cutest outfits I could find. I'm really looking for a reindeer outfit. I cannot find one. The boy outfits just aren't as cute as the girl ones. So I'm on the hunt. But I have a few options and we do a photo shoot at home. Ryan takes the pics for us and... So, ready for round two.
A baby photographer now.
Yeah. You can do it all.
You can do it all.
You have many jobs.
Many jobs.
And we talked about this the last time we were
Many hats.
Yeah.
Many hats.
Our podcast, the camera. Yeah.
Consultant sometimes.
He's my hype guy on this trip. Honestly, and he does a podcast with me.
I like that you just it's getting warm in here at the
studio. Fucking cooking.
It's fucking hot.
But I'm acting chill, but I'm sweating. Now you have the Harry Styles tour. You guys went to a show.
We're best friends with Harry Styles.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty iconic.
Well, almost every show.
I mean, my favorite moment.
Every show I went to, like Chris was at every show.
Yeah.
Like every show that I went to was like a thing. People would freak out when Chris would go to his seat.
My managers manage Harry Styles. That's why we're brother and sister. And Chris is my new bestie, and so they've made friends. Obviously, my managers. So they were like, Chris, you let us know any show you want to go to.
Yeah.
That motherfucker picked every show.
He's at every
show. I was like, Chris, that's embarrassing. Stop going to every single damn show. And he's like, I'm going every night.
But he went viral. He had the sign.
It was worth it.
Yeah. Sign and everything.
It was worth it. He won. He's like, finally.
You did the TikTok with Chris where you guys had him call, who was it, Abby, right, her name? What am I blanking?
Oh, Abby. Yeah. His sister.
Yes. And he was like acting like he was in trouble, like you were making him say things and she was like freaking out.
Oh, yeah. We did the headphone
game. Yes, yes.
Oh. Y'all got to do that.
That was honestly great. One of my favorite TikToks.
Oh, my God.
I watched it back a lot.
I was on the other end of one of those. My sister also works here on a different podcast and they did it and she called me. And within like 3 seconds, I was like, is this the friggin' TikTok? Like, she was hello?
Yeah, I knew one on my team would believe
it. No, I'm like, all right, Gia, like, I know this.
We have to do it right
because we all watch TikTok, so we know the trends.
Yeah, exactly.
But I did the one recently I'm going to post soon, some of the drafts, where, like, it shows that your eyes are closed, and you're like,
yeah,
guess what number I'm holding up? I did it with my dad, and he was pissed off. He was like, God damn it, you're cheating. And I was like, no, I'm not.
That's the perfect person to do it with. You have to do it with someone old who people. is not on TikTok. You and Chris are together all the time. But you knew each other already. Like
right. We grew up together on Nantucket.
Right.
We hung out every summer on Nantucket.
Which is... Now I'm picking up with
you. Yeah. That's my best good friend.
That's incredible.
Yes. Did you actually
believe
that?
We're the same age.
Totally.
Shut up. Oh. He's my best good friend that we met on Nantucket.
True.
And then we rekindled our love through TikTok. And he was posting on Instagram one night. I wonder what Megan Trainor's doing. And I was like, loving you. Hi. And then we did the podcast together.
I've got to say, I think a lot of people do believe that story.
Well, it's true. So yeah.
Besides the fact that when I brought him up before, you said my new best friend.
Because we're best friends now, I guess.
I thought it was like a rekindling.
We were friends back then. We weren't best.
Can we go back to the Harry Styles thing for a second, though? You guys met
One of
Harry?
My proudest moments
multiple
was right in the beginning. went to her agent. Jeff was your agent at the time. We went to his birthday party. Like 2014. That's when I first
met Harry.
Harry and Hillary Duff.
And Adele was there.
Ooh. I was eating tacos with Hillary Duff. I was like, I can't believe no one's eating this. She's like, it's fucking delicious. And, but Harry goes up to me and he was just like, your sister's the most talented artist I've ever
You didn't tell me this.
Told you this.
No.
He was like, the way that she comps vocals and like works
we did write
in the studio blows my mind. He was just like going off, just raving about you. I was like,
I'm like, God.
You're Harry Styles.
You're Harry Styles.
That's this is awesome. Crazy.
Yeah, we did a session together a long time ago when Bass came out. He was a fan of that, so he wanted to write with me. And I was like, and I wrote the whole song pretty much, but I pretended I didn't. And I went in and was like, what do you think about like this? And performed for him, and he was like, that's perfect. Yeah. And then we like wrote the verses mm-hmm. together.
He's as cool as advertised.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw
cooler.
I wish you were at Coachella.
He's only
me.
Gotten yeah, more famous, obviously. Yeah.
I went to his after party with Chris. And
not Olsen, Pepe, yeah, yeah. our manager.
Yeah. And like in the beginning of the party, he was like, oh, it's good to see you around. You want something to drink? I was like, oh, no, I'm sober now. And then at the end of the night, when I was saying goodbye, he was just like hugging me. He was like, I just want to tell you, I'm so proud of you, mate. And I was like, what? Oh,
good guy. My God. He's a good guy.
He made my life. Oh, like, that was
he's a good guy.
Great
that's
moment.
So nice.
For me.
He sent me, really nice.
Nobody knows this, exclusive. But he sent me flowers on my album release week.
He did.
That's so nice.
This Pat
I literally wanted to throw up. Yeah,
I bet you
so,
even sent
crying.
Taylor Swift
flowers. What? And there was like a card of like, oh, my, congrats on your album. Like, I hope you have a great album release week. And I looked at my manager, Tommy, and I was like, did you get him to do this? And he's like, I didn't do anything. This is all him. And I was like,
That's so nice.
He's a good guy. He's a good best friend.
I feel like you follow, or do you follow like a lot of pop culture? What's going on? Like you see the drama or anything like that? Do you follow that
I mean,
stuff
if my
no?
mom sends me a Twitter
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, mom is, mom
my
is
mom
TMZ
is a,
so,
yeah,
like,
my mom
every
is
day
TMZ.
She comes to the house.
She's like, oh my God,
updates.
Did you see this thing?
Did you see
I
this?
Know.
Did you see
like,
this? I was like, no.
Did she bring up any of the drama that was going on with Don't Worry, Darling?
Oh, well, we heard
did
a bunch
you see
of that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was,
the movie?
I loved the
we
movie.
We had a
movie.
Private
I
screening of the movie.
Loved it. We had a private
screening.
We're best friends with Harry.
My jaw dropped.
We loved the movie,
like,
too.
I loved it.
We also loved the movie. We're like, I don't understand why people aren't liking this movie.
I think the drama is like,
too famous. They're too famous. When you get really, really famous, like I'm getting like more successful again. And once you get like a little more heat, you'll get hate as soon as you get there. It's just, it comes with it and there's nothing you can do about it. It just means you're like the most famous person alive, you know, the more they hate you, which he is. So
I can't imagine.
Like, watch,
you getting
there's
going to
be
hate.
Articles written after this that go, Harry sent Megan flowers.
Yeah,
I bet you $1,000.
Yeah.
And I want that $1,000.
$1,000.
I
want
to see it.
It's like $1,000. Okay.
Just because if you say his
because,
name, it's
bleh. Yeah.
I feel like you're the poor perfect kid. Amount of famous, though. It's not like too much.
Oh, it's
much.
Great.
It's not overwhelming.
I can go in public
she can go
all the time.
Places and not.
When I don't have makeup, too, and I don't have hair, because none of this is mine.
Yeah.
It's all fake. I'm balding.
Yeah.
People are like, God, you have the same name as Meghan Trainor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, she's so pretty.
And LA is chill because, like, fucking everyone's famous.
Right. Yeah.
But it's funny now when we go somewhere, we went to, like, where was the Go Something thing?
Sacramento.
And the lady comes up to you at dinner and she's just like, oh, I'm a big fan of your TikTok.
There
like,
you go.
I'm like, I don't think she fucking knows.
I went to the
sick.
Mall the other day and they're like, I literally did the dance this morning. And I was like, my TikTok dance?
Yeah.
That's like, oh my God,
that's
you're
amazing.
Such a big TikToker.
So that's why, why TikTok is so funny. Like, and getting that viral song is so huge. You know who's so funny on TikTok? I don't know if you see his videos. Is Louis Capaldi.
Oh, I adore him.
Okay, yes. And I
adore
die,
his
like,
TikToks.
All of his TikToks that are like, just trying to have another viral song and like,
dude.
I'm going to hate my song.
He is the greatest. I think he's the most brilliant artist out there right now.
He is.
Just
because
he's a comedic genius. Yeah, in
person,
he's just
like that. I see videos of him
too.
Like cracking jokes on stage at his concerts. I'm like, this is a full blown comedy. He's just
yeah,
dropping F-bombs.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking fucking.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
No, he's the greatest person ever. He's so funny. He doesn't follow me on TikTok and it pisses me off because I message
no
him.
Idea.
Him and Joey come
like,
off.
I'm so alone. And I'm like, Joey, you better fucking follow me. Yeah. But Lucy's like, I'm so alone. And I was like, I'll be a friend.
You guys
I'll
would
take
make
care
great TikToks together.
I would take care of him.
Okay, well, we'll put that out there.
Please, if you get to interview him
maybe
soon.
He'll see
we'll
this.
Put that out there.
Fucking
come on,
me.
Lewis.
We'll put it out there.
Add him to the list of people that need to
I'll go to the gym with you. He hates the gym. Same. Yeah, he's so cute. He's like, I'm back in fucking hell.
Yeah,
like, he's gonna. If you work out with him though, he's gonna
accent.
Hate you. Your workouts
Why?
Are tough. They're so
My
hard.
Workouts are brutal.
I die in these workouts.
I have a new trainer. She's amazing,
wow.
Rebecca.
She's
check
insane.
Her out. Her body's Wonderland.
Yeah,
it's my inspiration every day. I'm like, I will look like you someday.
That's exactly what you need when you pick a trainer. You're like, if
yeah,
you,
oh
if
my
you
God.
Figured
stand
out
in front of me,
if you figured out how to do that,
yeah, do that.
Share,
to me. Yeah. It's
tell me so. Wow, that's crazy. What else is going on, guys? You guys are...
I'm trying to make a baby.
Okay.
I want 4, so...
Active? Actively?
Active.
As much
Viciously.
As possible?
No.
My dad asked
my
sister if she was trying the other day.
Didn't go
yeah,
over well.
Yeah, I announced
it
in the house.
Did not go over well.
Oh, really?
Well, with my sister.
Because she's not and not you know. Trying.
No, I think or maybe. I don't know. I don't know if they are, but my I think my sister was just like, "Why are you asking me this?" My dad was like, "I don't know. Are you trying?"
I announced it to it the house. It would be their first kid. We're trying, you know. So
you're like, "Don't knock."
When I am pregnant, they're gonna be like, "That." Yeah, I'm very open. I'm like, I'm pooping, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yep. We're exactly. having sex.
Yeah. I'm like, leave us alone.
Ryan, you know when not to enter the house.
Yeah. Well, we're respectful. We do it at nighttime. Yes, you know? That's mm-hmm. fair. We do it in our own private time. Yeah. We don't announce, like, when.
Four kids is your dream number?
Dream. I'll talk to you after two. So
yeah. Just I was going to say, you could add one more. You could have the full basketball team.
Yeah. So I'm trying to build a... I have a bad feeling I'm going to get all boys, too, which is fine.
But you grew up with brothers.
You give me, like, boy mom.
I'm a boy mom.
Total boy mom vibe. Yeah. So, like, I
want one little princess.
I could see, yeah. Well, maybe monster. You'll do three boys and then, like, one little princess.
If I get three boys back to back, I'm going to talk to a doctor about, yeah. like, how can we make a girl?
Yeah. How do we make sure
that how do we make sure?
They can do that.
They can. With so much money.
Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you have a basketball.
You're rich.
Yeah, Daryl, we talked about it. He's like, I want to play God. I just want to make babies. Drew Barrymore show tomorrow. Check it out. We'll have to go to rehearsal. I thought you wanted me to announce it. Oh, check that out.
She just did our 500th episode.
I saw that. So congratulations. That was so cool.
The sweetest human being to walk this earth.
Right? Just a delight.
She is. No,
I'm
obsessed.
I kissed her on the mouth when I went on her show because I was like, no one else could say this.
That's
right?
Awesome. Should have kissed her on the mouth. Oh my God.
She rubbed Rhea's arm.
She was petting my arm. It's all I wanted.
And it was like the most comforting thing. Just giving her like one of these, like, oh, honey. Like, oh,
That's sweet, but you got to kiss her on the mouth.
No, she kept bowing down at me, and I was like, get up here and kiss me.
Kiss me, toots.
She said she made a joke on her show like about a dream. Liking to throw, she's like, they were playing like Never Have Ever. It's like, have you ever thrown a drink in someone's face? The other people were like, no, and she was like, I actually have, and it's great. So we made a TikTok where she threw a drink in Noah's face, and it was phenomenal.
Noah. Wow, yeah. Legendary.
Yep. But no one else can say that.
Exactly. He'll have it forever. He'll have it forever.
Oh, that's great.
Exactly.
All right. Well, everyone can watch you on the Drew Barrymore show.
Yeah, I'm co-hosting and I'm singing Made You Look on there.
Amazing.
Yes. December 12th and 13th.
December 12th and 13th.
And catch me.
Friday the 9th, your Made You Look acapella.
How do you know this shit? It's not even written
down.
It's
in my brain, babe. It's in my brain.
Wow.
It's in my brain.
500 episodes.
Yeah. That's why we've done so many episodes. Yep. And... it's the holiday season, so make sure you're listening to Megan's Christmas album.
Yes.
100%. I think like when people curate their Christmas playlists, just make sure there's some Megan songs in the rotation.
Yeah. Sure, I'm there.
Yeah.
Singing to you at home.
There's some good ones,
and
for
sure.
Wow.
And she kissed Drew Barrymore.
Guys, yeah. Wait, quickly at the end.
Our podcast. Working on a pod.
Yeah, we have a podcast.
It's coming back.
Thank you for bringing
season
it up, because that was the one thing I wanted to ask.
We just did a holiday special.
You haven't done an episode in a while. We took a little break.
Okay. We're now partnered with Lemonada. We just did a holiday special with some very special guests.
Of course, also Mary Jepsen. It's going to be great.
You can't get rid of that kid, huh?
No. He's joining me on our birthday.
She has him like imprisoned in her house.
Yeah. We're taking him on a fun trip though. He's gonna join us for my birthday ski trip.
You should start like a running joke on TikTok that you've like hired him as your nanny or something. Okay. That would be very funny.
Okay.
I think you just like make sure like just hand over He's Riley, be nanny. Like, okay, yeah. come on, Chris.
Well, he has his nanny outfit. True. Yeah. He had the maid outfit.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not a nanny outfit, it's a maid outfit, and he's like
it would
sitting.
Fit. It would fit. Great. I think that would be a funny TikTok. Okay, awesome. All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for switching sides for me. Yeah, of course. I felt so pretty this whole time.
And next time we're doing it in your house.
Yep.
Yeah. Please.
Perfect. We will hold you to that.
Please.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. Can't wait to see all your beautiful faces tonight at the live show. Make sure you are subscribing everywhere. YouTube, we love you guys, and we'll talk to you on Friday. No.
I'm so alone.